Question 7. How have the natural attractions shaped human use of the landscape? The natural attractions at Devil's Bridge have shaped human use in various ways. Most prominently, the rivers, gorges and valleys have presented obstacles to the movements of people and goods, with the construction of the original medieval bridge across the Mynach Gorge being associated with the legend of Devil's Bridge itself. As we shall hear at other stops on this audio trail, the natural attractions have long attracted visitors from far and wide, including those undertaking various leisure or artistic pursuits, and they still form the basis for the modern tourism today. The need for electricity in the area before the days of public supply gave rise to an early attempt to capture the hydroelectric power generated by the water cascading down the falls. Although this hydroelectric power scheme has fallen into disuse, the remains of the cast iron pipework can still be seen adjacent to the falls below the Harvard Hotel. On your way back up walking the trail on the other side of the valley, see whether you can spot them. The Rheidol River is today part of a larger hydroelectric power scheme, one that exploits the large elevation drops that occur over a short distance between the upper and lower reaches of the river, itself a legacy of the ancient capture of the upper Proto-Tavy by the eroding Rheidol River. Question 8. In what way have the natural attractions inspired cultural responses? The natural attractions at Devil's Bridge have long inspired a variety of cultural responses, including from painters, poets, writers, and photographers. Particularly notable early examples include those from the poet William Wordsworth, who penned "To the Torrent at the Devil's Bridge, North Wales," in 1824. The travel writer George Borrow, who commented on the site at length in Wild Wales, Its People, Language and Scenery, in 1862. And the pioneering photographer Francis Bedford, who made black and white images of the falls in the late 19th century. These and other cultural pursuits continue to the present day. More recently, the television crime drama Hinterland has made use of the scenery and sometimes brooding atmosphere provided by the site. Some of the waterfalls and plunge pools that you will see on your way back up the trail have provided the location for filming.
The final two questions are best appreciated by descending the steep trail, crossing the river on the metal footbridge, and stopping partway back up.